obviously already drunk, and it wasn't even noon. Or maybe their Friday night just hasn't ended yet, Grabowski thought. At only 5'7 and 150 pounds, Grabowski often thought himself to be invisible. It wasn't the first time he'd nearly been run over. He didn't have any distinguishing marks, scars, or tattoos, and wore his blonde hair short, just over his ears. His unremarkable face now bristled with a 2-day stubble. Back home, he looked like a thousand other guys. Here, he stuck out like a sore thumb among the cast of oddball characters that make up Key West. Crossing the street, he stopped to let his feet cool in the shade of an awning covering the entrance to a t-shirt shop. Looking across the street at a travel agent's storefront, Grabowski noticed a map of the state that they had taped to the inside of the front window. It was hanging loose from the top right corner, the employees either not noticing or not caring to fix the tape, which had lost its adhesiveness in the humid air. Tilting his head slightly to the right, Grabowski looked at the map at a whole new angle. 90 degrees from its usual angle, the long East Coast highway called US 1 now wound its way from left to right, ending right here. Key West has got to be the reservoir tip of the Florida condom, Grabowski thought. Glancing up and down Duval Street,